Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 683. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter, everybody.
Recording on Easter Sunday. Bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
A little brisk this morning, but the sun's on its way out. I think it was really wet yesterday. I think today's gonna be pretty nice though. If you're doing the egg hunts, if you're doing Easter bunny type things, mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be pretty nice out.
You guys doing anything today?
I don't know. I'm not an egg guy. Not going to my family's. I'm going to try to take a chill day. I have some work stuff to catch up on. I did get the yard mowed on Friday, which was nice because I was trying to get in front of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get it mowed Friday afternoon. And I have some other yard work that I need to do. I need to work on my fence line really bad and clear that off. That sounds horrible. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not.
Right.
But I'm potentially going to get to that today. I potentially won't get to that today.
My wife wanted to do some stuff for Easter, but we don't really have anybody to do anything. My dad and his wife, she's working, and so he doesn't want to do anything without her. Then my mom is working, so we're like, whatever.
She want to do like a food thing?
Yeah.
Like go out or cook?
Cook.
Yeah. I guess you guys could have cooked everything and everybody could have come after work, but that's like a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think, harder and harder to get people together.
It is.
Everybody already has something going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like there are fewer and fewer places closed also. So, you know, a lot of people have to work today.
Yeah. I know the mall is still closed, but the movie theater is open.
Yeah. I think Easter is a big movie day.
It is.
I think people go out to church and get some food, and then they head to the movies. I think Walmart's open, but Sam's Club is closed.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe Tractor Supply is closed. But I saw most places are open as normal.
Yeah. We're going to do like a brunch or a lunch and go to Target or something, and that's it.
Yeah. Maybe
grab some stuff.
Yeah, check the Sackboy blind boxes while you're there. They should have them.
Yeah. Or Astrobot.
Oh, yeah. What'd I say? Sackboy?
You said Sackboy.
That's wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of the chickens is pecking at the door like it wants in. They had Sackboy blind boxes back in the day. And I got them all. I got very lucky. I think I have like maybe one or two duplicates, and I got the full run of them and the like chase characters.
Oh, that's cool.
And they for sure didn't tell you what they were. Like it was true. It was back when it was like blind, which I know some of them still are, but mm-hmm. most things now I'll tell you what they are on the package. Or there's like a Lego situation where you can scan it.
Yeah.
Do you wish that Lego did like a chase? Like where they had one that was like hard to find that they didn't show you what it was initially.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah.
And they put like maybe one per case.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool. But then you'd have those people that would.
Yeah. They would do nothing but go everywhere to find a brand new case. They'd scan them all, leave them in a. Here's the thing. You know, I've talked about me, feeling like a creep when I'm scanning them. And then you and I have talked, I always put them back better than I found them.
Yes.
Like I'll stack them back up. If the cardboard divider's there, I even put that back in for the, mm-hmm. for the tier one, tier two. Like I leave it looking like it came in, but I see them where you can tell someone has scanned them and just thrown them back in. They don't all fit if you don't stack them. So then they have them laying all around it too.
They'll throw them in other bins. Like,
yeah. And that pisses me off. That's shitty because That's why eventually you won't be able to do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they'll have some other way of keeping them because of the way people are.
But the Walmart by me, when they do have the minis, you'll see them hiding behind, like they'll take it and they'll move them like down the aisle behind other Lego boxes. And cause they hide the ones that they want. Cause it, they don't have enough money or.
Yeah, I don't care for like hiding them either. I don't like that much, but that bugs me less than people who are just like just lazy. They can rip them all out, scan them, get what they want, and they're like, that's someone else's job to put them back up. And it's like, don't be shitty. Don't be a bad human.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go through all of them, then at least stack them back up.
When I go and see them stacked up and nice and neat, I'm like, oh shoot, okay, maybe no one's gone through these.
That's what I always assume.
Then my hype is a little bit higher as I'm scanning them.
If they don't look like shit, I assume no one has gone through them.
Yeah.
But I guess it could be that you or I were already there too, though, because I put them back nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could get a job at Lego for how I'm stacking these things.
And sometimes if I'm in a good mood, like I'll separate them all and I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna separate them and put them back in together.
So if you've ever seen the way they come, they don't come like that. So it's not like when you find like a fresh case, it's not like Dalmatian, Dalmatian, Dalmatian. Like they're scattered.
Yeah.
But I've gone through them before where they are organized and I know that someone went through and scanned them into piles and then put them back in like that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Probably not necessarily on purpose. They were probably looking for one and they sorted them in piles as they were looking. And when they just grabbed them to put them back in, they grabbed them pile by pile.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that a lot with the Spider-Man, where Spider-Man was just like dead ass in order all the way through.
I did ask Spider-Man, especially at the Kroger by my house.
Yeah. So I've definitely seen them like that. I did see the series that has the hamster girl in it and the steampunk guy.
Yeah.
I saw those at a Walgreens out in the wild just like last week.
I still need a few of those.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't have all of them.
It was the Walgreens in Hopkinsville, I think. I stopped to use the restroom. If I'm back that way, I'll let you know. But it wasn't a full case, but it was like half a case of them. I didn't know you didn't have all those. I think that's this. You want to share your screen? Make sure we're talking about the right set.
I didn't even pull it up.
Is it like 23 maybe?
Or is that the one I do have?
I think you have them all.
With the bow guy?
I don't know. Share your screen.
Okay.
No, not the bow guy. I think it's later than that.
Okay, that's 23.
Okay. It's not that one. It's the one with the hamster girl.
Where's this one?
Then it's like it's later. 26 maybe. Is that it? Nope.
Most of those. I need a few.
Try 26.
Space 26
people. Was a space.
I regret not getting all them.
So do I. There it is.
Okay. Yeah, no, this one 26. I do have them all.
Okay. That's what they had. They had series 27. I still see the F1s at the dollar stores.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are out there hunting for the F1 minifigures, I see those at the dollar stores. But it's about as far back as I've seen are the ones I was buying that I still need the two from.
We're on what, 28 now? Yeah, 28 is the animals.
Yeah, 28 is the animals. The classics, I think, is what 29 is. Is that what they're calling them?
Yeah.
71052. Yeah. If you're interested, I have learned the lesson. We've talked about it a lot, but if you're interested, just buy them all.
Mm-hmm.
They're stupid, hard to find after. But the animals series has been very easy to find, and I give Lego credit. I don't think these should be hard to get or hard to find.
Yeah.
And I've been really happy with the fact that you've been able to like, just, I think right now, so this is the last month that they're in production. I believe that right now you could literally today leave your house and go find a full set.
Yeah.
In store. Now that you've had a little time, which animal is your favorite?
You know, I haven't even opened these up yet.
Oh, you haven't put them together?
I haven't put them together yet. Cause I need a display case to put them together.
I will tell you, the parrot with the parrot treats is really good. The peacock is awesome. And I have a soft spot for that goldfish. I like the goldfish a lot.
The koala bear probably just looking at them, but I don't know once they're together. Let's see.
Yeah. Yeah. They all look good. The Dalmatian, a little weak for me. But they all look good. And the Lion, like, yeah, it's okay.
Easter Bunny's kind of cool.
The cat's kind of lame, and I'm a cat guy. The Easter Bunny is pretty cool. But that peacock, the colors are awesome on it. The parrot is just looks so good. And then I just love the goldfish with the fish food.
Yeah, it, I think that with the fish food is what makes that one.
Yeah, that's what makes it so adorable. It's printed piece too. Same thing for the bubbles and the
frog.
Parrot snacks, I can't remember if you had to put a sticker on that box or if it was pre-printed. I think it was pre-printed. I don't think they do stickers with minifigures.
Mm-hmm.
Anymore. I think some of the older ones did. So they're actually already out of stock on Lego's website. I don't know if that's for a full case run. No, individually they're out of stock. But I'm telling you, they're some places I would check are if you have a Books A Million nearby, if you have a Kohl's nearby,
mm-hmm.
they seem to have a lot of them in stock.
Yeah, you can check
and your places.
Dollar General Market, they have, we'll get them every now and then.
And then your places like Kroger and Dollar General seem to be like a series behind.
Yeah.
So I would assume what happens is Lego sends them to those places and they store them in a warehouse until they show that they're out of minifigures from the series before. And then they send a case.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'll continue to see them in those places. Man, that series 15, the dude just comes with a skunk. Skunk in a net, animal control officer. I like that too. I regret not having that thing. She looks good. Yeah, they're fun. I look forward to the new minifigure release. I also get stressed out, but I will say this is the least stressful time I had was getting those.
Mm-hmm.
I had them all like a week after they came out.
Yeah, you went and got them quick.
Yep, found them.
I went down to Nashville with my dad, and they had a big full, like two bins full of them. And I was like, can we scan those? And I actually had it there. They're like, hey, there's another bin behind us behind the counter. Can you do it over there? And it full free. So I'm like, hell yeah. I was back there scanning. They're like, you need help scanning? And
I like that they let you scan at the Lego store.
Yeah.
Because you were able to buy them and get points for them, which you mm-hmm. can't really do any other way unless they let you scan them there. I'll just jump right into video games because it was a super lame week for me. Yeah. I was tired. He worked a lot too on the closes and stuff. So we played Rocket League a couple nights and we played We played Party Animals one night because they had their Easter stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So we played long enough to be able to get all the Easter stuff and the new collab that they have out, which is a cat. And that was it. So I think it was like Rocket League, maybe two nights and Party Animals one night. And that's literally all I played all week. And I didn't really buy anything new. It was a really busy week for me where nothing really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not true. I bought the Magnolia Lego set, the branches.
Okay. Yeah.
Sam's Club has it $10 off.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Sam's Club
or Costco. Yeah. You got to go buy there. No points, but everything starts out that's a bigger set is at least $10 off usually.
Mm-hmm.
I got the hibiscus. I got the Peace Lily for $12 off. Last week. And then I got the Magnolia for $10 off this week. And you're just not ever going to find the botanical sets cheaper than that.
Yeah, do you wish they would slow down the botanicals and not release as much? Or are you...
I got a hot take here. I wish they'd slow down on all Lego.
Yeah.
It's coming out so fast. And this hasn't happened yet. But there's a part of me that's concerned that they will struggle to keep up with the quality. Again, it's not happened yet. I think the sets are in the best state they've been in a long time. But like when I look at that Yoda,
yeah.
I'm like, is this the future of them trying to just get sets out all the time?
Mm-hmm.
When I see that fucked up the Yoda bust, I don't care what anybody says. He looks funny. And I'll tell you what's so wrong with him is when you look at the other ones that are so good, the other Yodas they've made, and I get that this was a cheap version of Yoda. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he just doesn't look, he doesn't have eyebrows or like eyelids. Yeah, that new one can't be trusted. He looks unfinished. And like you said last week, he looks like he's probably a handful of pieces from being able to be fixed.
Yeah. There's the original.
But, yeah. The original's not great either, but the original is better. You got him?
I have the original, but you can't see him. He's right over here, actually.
Oh, yeah. So he looks good from a distance. His head is a little too tall and pointy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like, you and I have talked about this before, like there are sets that are made to look like they're Lego, where you can still tell that things are Lego. And then there's sets like, and this is a good example, you have the two Yodas and you have Grogu right in front. The first one was made to look like Lego still.
And this is early 2000.
Yeah, the one on the far right was made to look like Yoda out of Legos. The other one's made to look like Lego that looks like Yoda. But it's still very blocky. They didn't try to get smooth lines.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell what everything is, but they weren't going for that. The new one sucks, but it's cheap. But to your point, Vader to be $10 higher and better, Outer Realm spent $10, gave you a handful more bricks to fix his face.
Mm-hmm. Damn, really, all they could have done, really, just take those eyes from here and move it to the new one.
Yeah, he also has no nose. You notice that? His nose is just a square block in the middle of the eyes, basically. His mouth is just two half circles. He's not very good. So my concern is that one looks like Sonic and Yoda had a baby, that lime green one. That's some Timu Yoda right there.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that you see quality go down as they continue to crank out sets. So that was the extreme long answer. I do think they make too many botanicals, but I think they make too many in general. I would love to see them slow down to four or five sets a month.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, no shit, there's sometimes 20 sets coming out at the beginning of each month. And then you look at January, there's like 180 sets coming out this previous January. It's too many.
It's too many, but too many of sets you want to collect, you want to buy. That's the problem.
Some, but there's also a lot of stuff that I'm not interested in, which I get it, someone else is interested in it, but it's like,
mm-hmm.
How many builders do you have? What's your quality control look like to make sure these sets aren't coming out not looking good? A lot of people don't like the Magnolia branches that I got. A lot of people complain that they don't look good. I think they look good, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I want that 1010 rocket bad. I don't know shit about 1010, but I think it'll look good on a shelf.
It does.
And
it does.
I love the astronauts.
See, that we were talking about our work about that, and I was like, yeah, sometimes I just feel like there's too much stuff releasing. You don't have enough time.
Yeah.
To get it. Because, I mean, you pretty much have to spend $500 to $1,000 if you wanted to get like a lot. Well, for collectors wise, you want to do that.
If you cared more about having them all than what you bought, I don't know how you would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how you would afford it. If you like woke up and you're like, my goal is to buy everything that comes out every month. I don't know how you would do it.
I mean, just look at this. I mean, you got the plane, which is almost $300.
Luigi, is this April 1st?
Yeah, April 1st. Luigi, $300. 1010, $100 and some.
Another $100 between the two bust.
So you're looking at about $300, $400 for the Star Wars sets.
Your fourth Razor Crest, yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking at $1,000 just on this.
You're another $100 down at the bottom for the brickheads and the postcard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's well over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get two gift with purchases. Perfect world, let's say you might be able to get $50 back there. You're going to spend $1,000 if you sell the gift with purchases back, and maybe more.
Or the trick is to buy one on each and then get the gift with purchases. Just do enough to get going and have like six or seven gift with purchases.
Is there no limit to gift with purchases?
No.
Oh, I guess I assume that they tracked them.
No, they don't. I've ordered a couple. That's how I got like the Genesis controller. I've got three of those.
Yeah. So I guess if you were somebody that said, hey, I just buy everything that comes out no matter what, you would do the math to know how to buy these.
Yeah.
To where it balances out to where you get the maximum so that you can resell some of those. Like, but just looking at this, I want that Pan Am plane bad. I think it'll look so good on a shelf. I love the pilots that come with it. I want the 1010, same reason. I think it'll look badass on a shelf. I love the astronauts. That's all I want here. But I say that, and that's still, what, like
$500.
$450?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
Without
got in
tax? Yeah, you're
tax.
$500 all day to get
See, I
those
want
two.
1010, the two Star Wars bus. I want Grogu, and then the two Brickheads.
Get the, yeah, I want you to get the, I should get the turtle brickheads too. I don't think I will, but I should. I just want you to get the Yoda and put it together so I can shit on it every time we do a show. Have him right there beside you. Maybe it's better in person.
No.
Luigi looks so good. I don't know why he looks better than Mario to me, but he looks so
Yeah,
good.
he does. At first, I wanted the Mario one, but I'm like, I don't really like Mario, but it looks cool. I don't really like
Yeah.
Mario. Then I'll get mad I spent the money on it.
I like that you can change their cars too. You can apparently put Luigi in Mario's
Take the
car.
wheels off, swap them.
Yeah.
You could several things.
Yeah. I'm going to get that DC3. I will get that, and I'll get the 1010 rocket. I don't know that I'm going to get them right now, but I'll get them.
Right, so that's all you played and bought. I played very little this week. Also, I've been working on the house like crazy. Cut the yard on Monday, cut down my forest in the back, was burning some stuff. Working on the bathroom over there. So I really didn't get to play much. I did my little Fallout 76. I played more of a Spider-Man 2. And then I played Outbound. Outbound BK is a little camper game we talked about before. It is demo on the Nintendo Switch, but now you can get it on the Xbox and PlayStation as a demo.
When's it actually come out?
April 26th, I think it is.
I'm willing to play it, but I'm not interested in playing the demo.
I said
I
I
think I'm good
told
just to
everybody about
jump
the
in.
demo because I figured, hey, it means you get in there and kind of get an idea if you want to play it, like spend the money on buying it or not. You know, some
It's
of
your best
cheap.
chance to get them in, but I think I'm good to play it either way.
So that's all I played. Bought. I didn't buy anything. I'm trying to get the original U2's Astrobot a figure. Someone was selling it for like $22. I offered him $20. He didn't take it, but then someone else offered him $20 and he took it.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah. So now I have another one I bid it on to try to get it.
Also, don't be a cheap ass. It was $2.
I did it to offer just to see.
It's $2. Just buy that shit and be happy with it.
I always try to offer low first, then see what they do.
Here's the problem I have. If I say like I'll pay $25 for it and I see one that's 22, I'll just buy it. I have no problem with that. But when I make someone an offer, I won't pay over what I offered at that point out of principle. So it's important that I just buy it if it's below the price I'm willing to pay for it, because if I make that offer, I feel slighted if they don't take it. Now, I will say I don't make shitty offers to people either. Usually all I try to do is incorporate shipping. So if it's like $8 shipping, I usually just make an offer for that's $8 less because I don't want to pay shipping or something like that. But I don't get wild. I see people who are like, I got this listed for $1,000 and got a $200 offer. Like I would never do that. I'm not gonna insult people.
I get that all the time. I have a China set that I listed on Facebook Marketplace. It's going for $600, $700. And then people have broke it up and selling pieces like of it for like $30 a piece. I literally had someone the other day just say $100 for it. I'm like, no.
What do you have it listed for?
Five.
Yeah, so if someone came in and said 450, like it's you already know it's worth more than five. 450 is reasonable. You know, if you want it gone, that's probably a good deal. If not, you'll say no. But like that's a fair offer. But to come in and be like, I'll give you $75, like, okay, go to hell.
Yeah, I have a Husky air compressor tank with a bunch of tools, a good $500, $450 worth of stuff. And I listed it for $350 and I had someone offer me $50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a waste of my time
Yeah. I
to have to
didn't even
read that.
respond. But that was
And I get it, man. People just out here chasing a good deal, but it's like if you truly want it and you're not just trying to resell it, be responsible with your offers.
So I said that was the Astrobot. I didn't buy anything. Sweet. That was my
Is
week.
that the only U2's Astrobot you would need? Like if you got that one, you'd be back on track to have them all.
Think so. I think I would have them all.
Yeah. You know what you should do is play Astrobot.
I need to buy Astrobot to play it.
Yeah.
Well, I have the VR. I did buy the VR game. It's still sealed because I borrowed yours, so I don't need to really play it.
Yeah, you played it. The Rescue Mission.
Yes.
You played the one that came with the system.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to play the best game in the franchise.
Right. I want to have it, but I want to keep it sealed for some reason.
You can borrow mine and play it if you want to keep it sealed.
Okay.
Yeah, you can borrow mine if you want to do it like that. But
I got to buy it first, right?
I mean, not really, but don't be a dick and not buy it.
I'm going to buy it.
You can't love Astrobot as much as you do and not have the game.
Right.
Everything is wrong with that. But you can borrow mine anytime you want to play it. It's done. I don't think they're putting anything else out for it. I did everything they put out. I'm 100% with the platinum and 100% of completion just like in the game. So there's no more for me to do with it if you want to borrow it. But you should buy it just to support them.
Yeah.
Because if you know, the more that game makes, the more likely we are to see more Astrobot.
True. Like I've seen,
but if you want to keep yours sealed, you can just borrow mine.
I saw Cult of the Lamb sealed, Nintendo Switch, and I almost bought it too. No, Walmart.
I have that limited Cult of the Lamb, the numbered one.
Yeah.
I got that somewhere. And I got the Dredge still sealed in the collectors.
Yeah, I still have mine down here. Though.
Yeah. Mine came in with a cellophane cut, though. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I don't throw a fit about that stuff, but that was more for me. That's a special game for me. I don't think it's going to be worth anything. I got that for me.
Mm-hmm. When I do move, I will have a display set up. I'll open that up and put it up. Then we'll do an Astrobot one and do the Assassin's Creed one.
Yeah. Dredge is a super special game.
It was. I'm glad you put me on that one.
Yeah, I'm glad you fell in love with it because no one else liked it.
None of our other crew.
Yeah. For the show, Marshall 205 tried. I think he gave it a few hours. He just never got its hooks in him, pun intended. But I fell in love from like second one of that game, and I feel like so did you.
Yeah, see, that's why I like our little gaming crew, because I can get a game from you, I can get a game from Marshall 205, and get a game from Pac-Man, and play it, and actually like, oh, this is a game I never would have played, but I play it.
I will say we all like very different games. But there's a, you know, if you look at that Venn diagram, there is overlap for every single person with another person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there are games that both Pac-Man and I like, even though our tastes are vastly different.
Yeah.
There are games that click for both of us. And then same for you and I and for me and Marshall 205. And I think it works that way for everybody. Like there are things that all of us like that the other person likes. But there's very few games that everybody likes, I feel like. It's a lot to get four people to all like the same game.
But when we were doing the gamer night, that was the best part, because we all get to experience something, a game someone else they liked.
So that started out with like really good intentions, but then there started to be like, well, I don't want people to spend money. And then it was like, oh, I don't want to pick a game that someone's not going to like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was a lot of emphasis put on like, well, I wanted to pick this, but I didn't because I know Pac-Man's not going to like it, or I know Ryan's not going to like it.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is it became like, you weren't really picking what you, it lost its soul. It was supposed to be like, this is a game that I either love or I want to play. And so you guys are going to jump in and play it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something that you just really enjoyed, or it could be something where you're like, I never had anyone to play it with, or it could just be something that's coming out that you want to play that, you know, they probably weren't going to buy under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
But it lost its way a little bit. Everyone was picking free stuff, so nobody had to spend money. And then it was like, we're only picking free stuff that we thought everybody might like to play. And
the quality of the game started going down.
Yeah, because we were all trying to be safe with it, because nobody wanted anyone to be miserable, which is fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it kind of lost its soul a little bit. I love the idea at first. And I think at first it was pretty genuine because people were picking what they wanted, but it went away.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely changed. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people are like, yeah, I was going to pick this, but I knew whoever would hate it, so I didn't. It's like, well, you should have picked it anyways. And for 4 weeks, that other person should have just sucked it up.
Yeah.
And not been a sourpuss the whole time.
And then that was another thing. People were getting sourpuss about it.
Yeah, there definitely were bad attitudes, and I was part of it too. I think we all were at some points. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't care about it. It's like, okay, but that's what we're playing, so be engaged. You know, friend of the show, Patman never got off the boat when we played Sea of Thieves. He just stood there because he like wasn't interested. And I bitched about Zombie Army the whole time.
Right.
And I mean, there was lots of that where I feel like everybody complained at different times because they just weren't into it.
I think we could bring it back, but not like that. Just pure, hey, this is a game we all want to play. Let's all jump in it, play to completion, and then
well, the wait cool for the next thing one. Now is that, like, now from when we actually did that, there's like Friend Slop is a category now. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many games designed for you to get in and have a good time with your friends for a week that I think it would be different now. But a lot of them are PC only, and you don't really play PC games.
Right.
So you could, but you don't.
Yeah.
So
I like sitting on my couch.
Yeah. So me and Patman's got a computer, plus he's got his Steam Deck. I've got the Steam Deck. So I'm a little more limited on what I can and can't play, but most of those games I can run. And then Marshall 205 has got his computer plus his Lenovo. So we could all play computer games, but you could, but don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be an option. There's so many friend games that we could play. Like the RV there yet is, it would be chaos with four people. But we couldn't play it for longer than a week. Like, I don't think we could play a game like that to completion because I think everybody would get bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would be different levels of engage with it, I should say. I don't think everybody would be bored with it, but it'd be different levels. When you play with two people like we're doing, you kind of have to be doing something. Like, there's just two of you. So if he's driving, I'm guiding. And if I'm guiding, he's driving. Or, you know, vice versa. If I'm driving, he's guiding. And, you know, we split up sometimes. It's like, hey, I'm going to take the RV up the hill and I'm going to go up here and go ahead and get the platform down. And so, you know, there's a lot of that. With four people, I don't know that there's necessarily something for everyone to do all the time.
Yeah.
But that might be what makes it fun because of the chaos that third and fourth person are bringing because they're bored. So they're doing wild stuff.
That's why I would like Sons of the Force would have been a good one for us because where we like to build, we can build, get the thing going, and then they like to explore, go explore.
I don't think when we played, I don't even think I ever really left the base when we played the forest. Like, I pretty well just always stayed and worked on the base. I think you did too. And they went like exploring in the caves. I didn't do any of that. Just back at the base, protecting it, building it up, putting fences up. That's a good game where, like, I can play my way, you can play your way, they can play their way, because they're much more combat first.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm like, let's see what's going on here at home. And you're like, let's get every resource that we might ever need for as long as we play the game from day one. And so it's definitely a different style of everybody playing.
Yeah, I thought that game was almost not perfect, but it was it was a good mixture for all of us.
It went over pretty well. I will say that the 4 weeks was like the way we did it seemed like by the end of almost everything, everybody was ready to do something different.
Yeah, but so we also didn't know we played it multiple times.
Yeah,
a day though, I mean a week.
Yeah, so I just don't know. I don't know if people got burnt out or what. But it just seemed like by week four of everything we picked in the friends thing that everybody was like ready to be done. So, what do you have for news? You got news?
Oh yeah, I got some news. Okay, start off with PlayStation. PlayStation April games were announced. They waited a little bit. Multiple games, five games in total. They added Lords of the Fallen, Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 remastered. And then Sword Art Online Fractured Daydream. This is an online game. Not going to play any of them myself, but some games.
Yes, same. Not a list for me, but a decent list. Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 would be interesting, but I know that I don't want to go back and play those.
Then allegedly in the Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3, you can play with the old style or the newer remastered style. So if you want the old pointy look,
pointy boots,
yep, you can get that, or if you want the round,
maybe you want round and pointy.
Mm-hmm. Right. PlayStation announced their top March of 2026 top downloads. Crimson Desert was number two in the US and Canada, and number one in the EU. MLB The Show was number one in the United States, of course.
I don't know that I've ever seen a game that people are so split on. And not like people are like Crimson Desert is amazing. Get ready to spend 300 hours on it. Mm-hmm. And the other side is like the game is garbage and I hate it.
Yeah.
Like there doesn't seem to be an in between for Crimson Desert in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. Like I've not found anyone. It's like, it's meh. It's like people hate it or love it.
Yeah. And apparently they're patching it pretty quick and they're coming up with stuff like fixing things. Yeah.
I think I read that they did like multiple patches in the same day.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have made a fortune off of it. So there should be money to get it fixed. But I think a lot of it wasn't maybe where they want it. They are the same people that they do one of those online games.
Mm-hmm.
One of those big like MMOs that have been around forever that is always just existed. That's probably just okay.
Yeah. Pearl Abyss.
Click on them and see. Click on Pearl Abyss. They make something else.
This is all Crimson Desert stuff. Game.
Black Desert. Yeah, Black Desert is a PC like MMO. It may even be on consoles. They have a mobile one. It's like a big deal and it's been around for like years and years. Yeah. 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely not new at this. Like they for sure have like cut their teeth on this kind of game. But it's interesting to see that people are so split on this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play it. I think you asked me a couple weeks ago, like it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing to platinum that game is like 300 to 400 hours.
Oof. Yep. All right. Also on that list, I saw this one on here, John Carpenter's Toxic Commando.
That's fun. It's like down in like 15th or something, but it's fun to see it on the list.
Mm-hmm. VR2 or PlayStation VR2 games. Beat Saber still up on top. Job Simulator, nothing really new. Same.
Well, if you just want to know something is dead, look at that top five list.
Yeah.
Beat Saber, a game that is no longer supported on your system, is your number one game in both the US and the EU. Job Simulator, which is 255 years old, is like one of the first VR games I played. And then Among Us 3D, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners, and Alien Rogue Incursion. Everything's just old.
Free to play, nothing different. Fortnite, Roblox, Rocket League, Seven Deadly Sins, Origin, Call of Duty.
It's interesting to see Fall Guys still on the list. I've recently have played Fall Guys, and it's like there's no one in there. It felt like it's all bots.
Mm-hmm.
That game feels like it's dying, but it's interesting to see it on the list. It's also interesting to see that Rocket League is still, like Rocket League was third in the EU and fourth in the US. That's kind of surprising too. Rocket League literally right below Fortnite in the EU and flipped with Roblox in the US and Canada. Very interesting.
It is. All right. So Sony has removed the little icons that say cross buy with PS5 and PC.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It, when we reported about them kind of discontinuing the PC thing, at least for now, that there's no shock that this would go away.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Sony executive, CEO, Akira, Totoki, basically talked about a transition, with the company, how they're going to be forced to change. So now that, 60% of their overall revenue is entertainment based.
I guess so they want Toki, which is fun.
Yeah, so they want PlayStation to be the best place to play from a user perspective and the best place to publish. So they're going basically to me, I'm reading this as they're going all in on making sure the next Sony currently now and in the future will be they're a top priority. Maybe not the top, but a top.
More than 60% of Sony revenue is entertainment. The largest portion of that is gaming. I think for the last several years, PlayStation has been the biggest sector of Sony as far as profitability. It's no shock. They've done the weird partnership / sold off Bravia to TCL.
That was my next one.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not sure. Obviously, Sony Pictures, I think they might own Columbia as well. And then, of course, Sony Music. I mean, that's where Sony's money is across entertainment. So it doesn't shock me that they're just kind of doubling down on that. I think the numbers have already shown that that's where they're successful.
Yeah. And then talking about this, the Sony TCL manufacturer is they signed a deal now. So TCL will own 51%. And then Sony will own the remaining 49%. Next one. We have a game, some games being delisted. And one of the games was a very popular game I knew a lot of people played back in the day, which is Rec Room.
Yeah, Rec Room was fun.
Rec Room will go offline on June 1st, 2026. It'll be unplayable and the online servers will be turned off. Next one, there's a small tease that people are thinking. Neil Druckmann posted this little picture here on his ex and saying he was cleaning out the garage today and stumbled on one of my original sketches from 2003 for a game pitch about a man, and his surrogate daughter, and a trek across broken America. Been a wild journey, grateful for every part of it, especially a few stops that remain on the road ahead. Some people are thinking it means, you know, part three coming. But the picture is kind of weird. But
it's funny to see that. Obviously, it was a sketch. It was just a concept. But it's funny to see like Joel as like an emo younger dude.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie is like a little kid.
Yeah.
He's got the bangs.
Yeah, he's wearing like an Abercrombie No. 4. Jersey.
Yeah, it's fun to see it.
But people were saying that he should put this, like, sign it and put it up in like a museum type thing.
Yeah, it's super cool. It's neat that it exists.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, speaking of teases, a lot of Uncharted fans are thinking that this post here from Sean Escayg. His name. He posted this and he says research. And then people say that they recognize, one guy said he recognized the cannon or persons that the cannon from Crash Bandicoot. And other people have posted a picture of Nathan Drake and on here. And it looks like it's from Fort George in Trinidad and Tobago. This is a place that has a interesting thing with Uncharted.
You know, I think it's pretty universally accepted that the next Uncharted game will be Cassie Drake. You'll play as the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is pretty universally the thought. I assume that game is being made.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, didn't think Naughty Dog would be the ones to make it, though. Who is this guy? Does he work for Naughty Dog?
He's the Uncharted Lost Legacy director, Sean.
The director. Yeah, for some reason, I just didn't think Naughty Dog would be the ones to make this because I thought they said they were done with Uncharted.
He was the director of that one, so maybe they're having him do next one or someone sent him, hey, look at this. All right. Next one, Sony has delisted 100 more crappy games on the PlayStation 5 and 4, and one of them was called Jesus Simulator, Watermelon Fruit Puzzles, Card Shop Game Store, TCG Simulator, are a few games, The Jumping Hamburger, I'm Busy Digging a Hole, get more of the slopware out of there.
Now, I assume you're upset that's taking your platinums off the table.
I haven't done that in a while. Then now they had an interview with on a Lance E. Lee podcast with Bennett Agrial. He used to work at Naughty Dog back in the day. He said that they were working on The Last of Us multiplayer, the newer one, from 2016 to 2023 before they canceled it. It was about 80% complete. It wasn't ready for it wasn't ready in time for the game to come out. And he thinks that's why they decided to shelve it.
I wish that it had come out in some state. I get that it was a write-off for them, but that seemed to be a very playable game.
Mm-hmm.
That I think you would have found an audience for.
Yeah. And it could have been just like No Man's Sky, where you just keep on working on it until you just get it just right.
I just don't think they were willing to do that with The Last of Us. They weren't willing to put out an inferior product.
Yeah. All right. Some Xbox news now. Xbox has added a bunch of stuff on their monthly for April to make sure you, whatever game you do play, you do have it. Like Fortnite Crew has a subscription you get a certain thing with. Rocket Last if you Rocket Pass for the Rocket League. Premium if you do have it. You have customization options, XP boost, World of Warships, Call of Duty Warzone, Golden Liberty, Rainbow Six Siege, Apex Legends, Delta Force, Minecraft Marketplace. If you have the pass, you get certain things on there. Division 2, Fragpunk, Skate, Sea of Thieves. You get this Lustrious Legend Eye of Reach. If you go down there, you can claim that. You have until May 19th to claim that one. PUBG Battlegrounds has a survival pack. Let's see the finals. Let's see. That's all the games that you can see saying. I usually go through that. Anytime there's a free thing with the monthly stuff with games, I just claim it. Not sure if I've ever go back into it, but if I do, I don't want to have to miss out on something.
I get, I will do like games I play. So like I don't play Sea of Thieves on PlayStation
mm-hmm.
often. But I'll get the Sea of Thieves stuff. I'll get the, I always get the Rocket League stuff. I get the Fall Guy pack if I see it. Like I always get them for games I play. I don't just get them for everything though.
Yeah, I only get them for the games I play. Like I still do the 3-on-3 versus 3 basketball. I still get the monthly stuff for that. If ever I jumped back into it, Star Trek Online, do that one. Is some of the few Rocket League if they have something, Fortnite if they have something, just in case. Right. There are some Xbox games being shutting down this month. We talked about before Kings of Meat, Fortnite Ballistic. Then Fortnite Festival Battle Siege will all be shut down. We have 5 games leaving Xbox Game Pass on April 15th. We have Ashen. Then there's Iodon Chronicle, The 100 Heroes, Grand Theft Auto 5, My Little Pony, and then Terra Invicta will all be shut down. Leaving Game Pass. Let's see, April Fool's joke. There was a good Xbox one. I'm going to talk more about April Fool's in a little bit too. But there was a big trending thing on Instagram with TikTok and stuff. The Xbox bought Steam, or they're buying Steam. And it was a huge, huge April Fool's joke. Some of the top queries on there was Xbox buying Steam? Did Xbox buy Steam? Did Microsoft buy Steam? And on and on and on. I didn't see that until like the next day. That was kind of funny. I love the April Fool's joke. There was a few I saw here and there. I'm going to talk about 2 later.
I liked April Fool's more before AI was a thing.
Right.
It has ruined it for me a little bit because I don't trust 90% of what I see on a daily basis now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm not getting got the same way as I used to. Like when I was younger and would see something on April Fool's, I'd be like, holy cow. Where like that just doesn't happen anymore because I assume everything I read is nonsense now or everything I see is fake.
All right. So Fan Fest is returning to LA this summer. And then Asha Sharma had a long article why she's bringing it back. And she says it's part of the return of Xbox. And so a lot of people are really excited with this new Fan Fest. They've already got the little things on here on June 7th on Sunday. It'll be there'll be a showcase. And then there's going to be a Gears of War E-Day Direct. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all of it makes sense, right? You go back to this is what made Xbox Xbox. And then you start doing things for the fans. I mean, they're doing all the right things.
Yeah.
I think I would caution to say, like, this was probably all the plan before Phil left. Like, Phil probably, when he knew he was going, probably helped put this plan together.
Yeah. Because you don't just all of a sudden decide to do this in March, April, and have it ready by June.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
You got to rent the venue. You have to get the vendors there. All right. So in Edinburgh, in the UK, they found a dev kit for Xbox 360. It had GTA 4 on it. It had a whole bunch of like unused stuff in the dev kit. They paid $5 for it. The person that found it.
It's weird that these things are just like out there in the wild.
Mm-hmm. They found there was a zombie mini game. There was tons of content that was cut. And now he's selling on eBay for 800 euros. He bought it for 5 euros and now selling it for 800.
Well, at least he's being fair with it. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Next one, some Nintendo. Froze up on me. So, all right, Super Mario Galaxy movie came out and it earned $48.3 million just on Friday alone.
It's crazy.
And it says on track to bring in $129.4 million by Sunday. Should have made $190 and $200 million. In the first five day release, it'll be on par with the other Super Mario Brothers movie that made 204 5 day period.
Well, it's absolutely why they made another one.
Yeah,
and I assume they will make another one.
Mm-hmm. Or keep on going. Might as well.
Yep.
Rose again. Target is celebrating Mario's 40th anniversary with a special poster that you can get. The poster is okay. It's nothing big. You can kind of see the poster here. But yeah, a list of all the Mario games and device it came out on for all the years. Then underneath it, there's the back of it. I'm sorry. This. Galaxy poster. Were you a poster guy growing up? Would you have posters?
Some. I'll be honest. Like at my mom's house, it was really my stepdad wasn't a fan of putting posters on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't. You know, I had a couple posters. I had like some Hot Wheels stuff. I had a little Penny Anthony Hardaway poster, And that was really about it. And then. I think at my dad's for a little while, I had like a Ninja Turtles poster up on the wall, but not really a big poster guy. Always looked at them, but I like kind of knew that I couldn't put them up. So
I have a decent clue. I still have a bunch of posters.
Yeah. I have like still some rolled up ones from when I was a kid that I wasn't allowed to put up. And the ones I did put up, I remember we had to be like really careful. Mm-hmm. I had to like tape them up. And then after they were like, he would want to pull them back down to make sure they didn't mess the wall up.
Yeah.
So. Posters look like crap if you tape them up.
Right. Nintendo had their big thing for coming out this month, all their stuff. On the eShop, the South of Midnight, Weaver's Edition, Super Meat Boy 3D, Darwin's Paradox came out. In Animal Crossing New Horizons, is Bed and Breakfast Bops. They have some new music in there for Animal Crossing. Still need to get back into that. It's sitting on my shelf. And all right, we got a Turtle Beach has brought out a new controller. It's a Rosalina themed wireless controller. Rosalina. It actually, it's a nice color.
It looks good. I always struggle with third party controllers, but it looks nice. I still say if I was going to get anyone, it would be that Power A that had the Pikmin in the nose.
Yeah. In the,
it looks so good.
The handle. All right. So this leakers come out and said that there's going to be a Zelda themed Ocarina of Time Switch 2.
Could it be the time to get one?
Maybe, maybe not. Not for me. Zelda's not a big game for me.
I'm not a Zelda guy either, but if it's going to look good, maybe. I'm not convinced that you're going to get an Animal Crossing for the Switch 2.
No.
They did the huge update. They have the upgrade path where you know, it upscales it. Plus they did the big like 3.0 or whatever. Like, I'm just not convinced you're going to get an Animal Crossing. I think the Pocopia would have been a great time to do one, but they didn't because I think they weren't sure that game was going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see them crank up a Pokemon bundle with a special Pokemon Pocopia Switch 2. I think I would buy that. If the Zelda one's cool, Ocarina of Time has a cool art style, cool color. If it's neat looking, I would maybe consider it.
The other one, the Switch version, that one was pretty cool. The white with the gold.
I will tell you, just like initial thoughts, that's not what I want my Switch 2 bundle to be. But I mean, my mind could be changed if it was cool looking.
Yep. Next one. Speaking of Pokemon, Nintendo has lost some more with their patent against Palworld. So they're still going through courts with that. Apparently the United States said that they could do these patents on there, but then Palworld has come out and said that, you know, throwing or summoning creatures to fight you have been in games before, way before Pokemon, so they can't do it. So the U.S. come out and say, okay, yeah, no, we can't do this, so we're going to change that. And apparently they're only suing for $70,000. And that's all they're suing for, because they don't want games like that to come back out. So if they can win this,
put an end to it. Yeah.
They can stop it. All right. Last Nintendo news. This Donkey Kong Country N64 was found. It had a Hollywood Video sticker on it. It was for a tournament, but people cannot find the Hollywood Video version. They found the only one known is the Blockbuster Video one out there. But they're saying this Donkey Kong Country Hollywood Video could be worth around $3,000 to $4,000.
Interesting.
It does have a marker on it. It says SL, but that's the user or the owner of it. They put their name on it because I guess they're. When they took it to this auction thing, they had a bunch of them out there and they wanted to be able to tell whose was whose. So they marked a whole their initials on everything. All right. Some random gaming news. See, Amazon's got their Mass Effect TV show. That was going to come out has to be rewritten because right now the way they wrote it was only appealing to gamers, so they have to appeal to non-gamers, and so that pushed it back a little bit more. Then this game that you were talking about, Peak had a big interview. The developed by Landfall. Where's the guy's name? The devs have come out basically saying that people are getting mad because they're not putting stuff on for Peak. They're not doing things. You're not developing Peak stuff. And people are complaining that if the developers from Peak said, basically, if you want us to do something, we'll have to do like a, you have to, it'll be like a paid DLC, not like a free. And gamers are so into the free DLC and they're bitter. And a lot of games don't need to be updated forever. Peak has sold 5 million copies so far. You're still interested in playing that?
Yeah, I have it on Steam Deck. We're just waiting to play it till we got done with RV there yet. I didn't feel like we wanted to play both at the same time. But yeah, we already have it downloaded, ready to play. I think we'll have a good time with it, but similar to RV there yet, I don't see it being something we stick with for super long.
So apparently Disney was considered going to buy Epic Games and Fortnite a couple years ago. They were decided it was up for sale. They could have, but they decided not to. This has come from tech reporter Alex Heath, who spoke to Matthew Bolasini on his podcast, The Town. They said it was a mix between the higher ups. Some people wanted to do it, and some Disney reps decided not to. That'd have been interesting. Disney did buy Epic Games way back then.
It's interesting to see Epic you having money problems now too, and kind of complaining about Fortnite a little bit. That I wonder if Disney is happy they didn't.
Yep. So someone who used to work for Impulse, Larry Kupperman, said that back in the day, GameStop had Impulse games where it was an online service to buy games. And GameStop's upper brass said they didn't think the people would be buying online games is really not worth it. We're going to stick to brick and mortar. And it was back in 2008 when they did this Impulse to in response to Valve Steam, when Steam was getting up. Then see, GameStop bought it in 2011 and they didn't take it seriously and they decided to drop it. By April 2014, they ran Impulse into the ground. Now look at the industry now. More GameStop news. There's a lot of tech, but a lot of financial people are thinking GameStop is going to be acquiring the way they're doing certain things to make a move. They're looking to do a big acquisition. One of the rumors acquisition is Best Buy. They wanted to get into more retail. They do have the money to do it. But the corollary sales were up a little bit here and there. But we'll see if they decide to do it.
It's hard for me to believe that could happen.
Mm-hmm. But they want to compete with Amazon, Walmart, and other digital places. So maybe not a full acquisition, maybe like a merge. I do know there's a lot of companies merging together.
Would you then like put the gaming section, would you then turn that into like inside each Best Buy, the gaming section is a little GameStop
kiosk? I think.
Yeah, like the branding is GameStop and you have like game advisors working in there.
Was it Macy's did that or Sears? One of the retail stores had that at one time years ago.
I don't know. I always think about like with Hollywood Video and Game Exchange, how they like made it a separate business inside the business.
Yeah.
And it was full of people who actually knew about games. It had its own manager and everything, but it like operated inside of a Hollywood Video.
Yeah, they could do that. I mean, Best Buy's done that with Samsung at one time. They did it with Apple. Right. So on the Meta Plus games, they've added games for this month of April was Vendetta Forever and then the House of Da Vinci VR are the two big games they're pushing out. There's a whole bunch of other games you can get for free. Those are the two big ones. I've already claimed mine. It's on the app was a little different to find it. They did some moving around on the app. So I basically had to go to my email and then click on the email, and it forwarded me straight over to claim them. Like, I couldn't find them on the app just searching around.
It's different now how you get to it.
Yeah. So I was trying, I couldn't get to it. So I just had to go into my email and open it up and get that.
You go to, when you load the app up, the far right bottom corner, there's a thing that looks like the headset or a set of balls with a mustache.
Yes.
And when you click on that, at the top, it says Horizon Plus.
Yep.
Then you click on that. That takes you to your games.
Okay. When I went there before, it didn't have the new ones. It just shows the games I've redeemed.
Yeah, the top row is supposed to be the new stuff.
Okay.
And then from there, you can hit option of whether or not you want to install on the headset or you were just redeeming. But it is weird now. It didn't used to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's some indie catalogs, some bunch of free ones that I need to redeem. Save that and do that later. All right. Amazon also has put out their games. This month, they're only doing 12. Last month, they did 20. But they have XCOM, Enemy Unknown, Total War, Pharaoh Dynasties. Let's see what we got. Okay, well, let me go back. So XCOM, Enemy Unknown Complete Pack is from GOG. Total War is on Epic's Game Store. They have Rat's Quest. The Way Back Home is Epic Game Store. See a bunch of more GOGs. See if you see anything else that we could play. No. Those are the big ones, I would say. All right. Now, last but not least, we're going to go over to some Brick Lego news. So, talking about April Fool's, this got me. I saw this little posting right here. It said, it's finally happening. Lego and Funko is doing a collab for this Freddy Funko set. It's 570 pieces for $49.99. I saw this and I was like, oh shoot, is Funko going to do or really doing with Lego? I was not realizing it was April Fool's when I saw this one and the next one I'm going to talk about. But this got me like really excited. I was like, oh, that'd be kind of interesting. But it got me.
Yeah, that one, it looks so good. I think people would buy that.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, maybe actually going to go, since we're at like Brickhead number 300, maybe they're going to stop doing Brickheads and go with Funko. All right, the next one was this Who's Taking Tessa's Test Drive, and Lego actually put this out. It's them demoing a car, a Lego car. Did you see this?
Mm-mm, I didn't see it.
I turned the volume is off. So Lego, this is from Lego. They're showing a car. They're showing the wheels, the dashboard. The handles is like the little brick separator.
Yeah, the Lego brick separator handle is pretty badass.
Yeah.
The selector's a frog. So I feel like that's neat, but I feel like when you know Lego well enough to know like they're goofing.
Mm-hmm.
Lego likes to goof.
Yeah.
They like to have fun with it. They should make that into a set though. They should sell that.
Yeah. I mean, they had like, the floorboard, the carpet thing. So this guy, when I first saw this, I was like, oh my God, I will have to get this. And I was like looking and say, it's going to be released. It's an electric car, $45,000 to $60,000. I'm like, yeah, I could probably wait 2 or 3 years, let the bugs get worked out, and then I'll buy one of these. It'll be time for me to get a car. I was all in for a good 4 or 5 minutes. Then they're like, then someone say, you know, it's April Fool's, right? And I'm like, yeah, they got me. I was not paying attention at all. It's fine though. All right, next one. So Lego Insiders is going to be doing a change. They're updating to limit reselling. So if you go to BrickLink and you buy stuff from BrickLink, you get, they're, you know, pretty high expensive. Some of the sets are $300 or $400. Those sets are no longer will count to your points, according to this this article. So a legal account is required to use in the bricklink.com, but if you're a corporation, association, or other legal entity registered for Lego Insiders and create an account for activities like becoming a Bricklink seller, please note you'll not be eligible for Lego Insiders program. So regular people can do this, but the big companies cannot do this. So I guess it's a way to stop the resellers. And building up points and then turning around and bot farming all the giftable purchases, the free stuff. Next one, Lego Editions May 2026 sets have been announced. So it's a bunch of soccer, or we call it in the United States, and football over in the UK and other parts of the world. They have a bunch of little figures coming out. There's a minifigure on this one, Lionel Messi one. A lot of soccer. It's pretty cool looking. The Cristiano Ronaldo. There's Kylian Mbappe. I don't know how to say his name. If I said it wrong, sorry. The Lionel Messi ones, big tall figures. There's a couple different sets per each person. Like Ronaldo's got two different sets. There's a FIFA World Cup set. Like a jersey set with two minifigures in it. A U.S. national team. Cool looking sets. Next one is the Lego Disney Toy Story. They have some Toy Story sets coming out. They do look cool. There's a bookend one. It's $149.99. It's a Toy Story bookend. There's the Lotso TSO from Pixar's Toy Story. There's a Alien with Pizza Planet. A rocket ride from Toy Story. These sets will be coming out. Next one is they officially announced the Lego Botanical sets, set 11506. It is the rocking plants. These are ones that me and Ryan were talking about earlier. That they a couple weeks ago, the yellow base plate with a pot, and then there's a pink pot. Then there's a cup. This is Lego Botanicals collector's mug. It's in a reward center. It'll cost you 1,000 inside of rewards. You can only get two of them. It's a white, it's a coffee cup with the botanicals, like flowers, all the ones going around it. Then there's this one, Rick and Nick from Lego Masters. He's been hired by Lego to be a new set designer, which is good for him. The season that they he did win a season. Let's see what season. Season 3 with his partner Stacey Rohrer. Be a hater. I did not think they should have won that season. Should have been the guys that they were going against. Apparently, Lego is going to be getting into the Pokemon trading card theme. They have a little building card contest that you can apply. You can put in for. You must build a Pokemon TCG card using 400 to 2500 pieces, and it'll be selected from a specific Pokemon down below. They give you you can choose between Eevee, Pikachu, and Pokeball minifigure vending machine. Lovebirds and orange cats. Oh, I'm sorry. If you win, you can get one of those. Here's a list of all the people. Okay, so there's about 30 different people you can put and make. And then last but not least, they have announced the Lego One Piece. Some more sets coming out. There's six more sets. There's another ship. Another little coffee shop. There's a little castle from everything from season 2, that the big giants that were in season 2. Then they have what's his name? Chopper. The Chopper's little house that he had with his friend. And then there's like a big chopper, like a full scale, kind of like a Brickhead style. You get probably be getting all these and do like the One Piece sets. Hopefully they do calm down on them a little bit. Maybe 5 or 6 per year is a good amount for a couple years. All right, guys. Well, that's all I had. We lost Ryan during the Lego portion of it. His internet went out. But if you guys like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on our socials at @game_Stitch. Ho effing show. I really follow this contact. I really don't post anything, but if you want to contact us, definitely contact us there. That was episode 683. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.